This is the Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is an interview with Alice Young Zhou on December 6, 1980. This is tape 2. Okay, I was asking you whether you ever felt that there was hostility towards the Chinese in L.A.
Well, I feel that what few people, you're talking about the other race other than Chinese? Or you just you know, what do you mean by that?
Did you feel as if Chinese were living in L.A. were made to feel unwelcome or unwanted or discriminated against, you know, by others, by whites or others?
Well, at that time, you don't find Chinese have a hard time getting employment.
You don't?
I feel that they do. Uh-huh. Yeah, they have a rougher time getting employment. That's why you don't see them. But then you're talking about now, and then it's an entirely different time, right?
Mm-hmm. Talking about
that time,
right?
You know, it's unheard of. It's hard, much difficult.
Was your job difficult to get back in those days?
I thought I was fortunate to get it. Yes. Uh huh.
Were there any other Chinese working in the Treasury Department that you knew?
No. But then they go into other, like, city. So. And then there are a lot of them working for the city market, but they're all, these are Chinese employers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even banks, I thought it was hard for even Chinese Orientals to get in at that time. It was rough, much rougher.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like now.
Mm-hmm. How about restaurants and buses and things like that? Would there be
discrimination
against
on the buses?
Restaurants?
Restaurant, yes. I feel that that the war was going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that anything yellow, I guess they don't care whether it's Chinese or Japanese, but they feel that you're yellow, great. And I think there was discrimination. In fact, I would say there was plenty. I experienced that myself.
In a restaurant, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
What did you experience?
Refused service.
In a restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
And what did you do? What was your reaction?
At that time, I was so young, I didn't know what to do, just walk out. But I don't know whether you know it or not, but we had to wear a pin. Did you hear of that?
I heard of
that. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That I am a Chinese American.
That restaurant that refused to serve you, did the person say that they wouldn't serve you, or they just ignored you? Or
ignored you.
Uh-huh.
Mm. You wait long enough, you know that you're not being served. I remember that. I'm sure a lot of people experienced it.
That was in the
War Years.
War Years, yeah.
1942.
Okay. How about theaters or other places?
No, I never seem to remember any of that experience with that.
Some people had mentioned to me that Chinese were not allowed to sit downstairs in theaters and were told to go upstairs, even pay,
for the
same price, yeah.
I don't remember that.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's why at that time the Chinese are always, we always have so much fun just being among ourselves that we don't even know or care what goes outside of our circle.
Mm-hmm.
We always have our Chinese clubs in the high school.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know about that?
What kinds of clubs were these?
Each high school,
uh-huh.
Like the Jefferson High.
Uh-huh.
And polytechnic, they all have their different club
uh-huh.
within the school. They have the Chinese club, and they have the Japanese club.
Oh.
You know, whatever.
Uh-huh.
So then sometimes the school, like Polly and Jeff, Belmont, Roosevelt, each of these Chinese groups get together, and they'll probably have a social, right?
Mm-hmm.
A dance, or Winnie Bake, or whatever they call it at that time, cooked up.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that, you know. Yeah, well, I guess at that time it's just, you have less luxury going on, but it seemed to really have a close unit. Where now everybody's living in all different kind of areas.
Mm-hmm. When Chinese people faced incidents like you did at the restaurant where you wouldn't be served, you'd be ignored or whatever, did you ever hear of cases where Chinese would protest or get into an argument with somebody over this? Or what was the general reaction of the Chinese?
Well, in my case, like I said, as I was quite young then, you know, you don't know what you know now, right? So we didn't protest. Not only that, my husband was in the service. So they're actually refusing service to their own people too. But you have to look at it this way too. I'm sure that they're very ignorant. And we still have that type of people around, I think. Maybe not as many, you know, at that time. But then, I don't know, I think now people would probably, the Chinese would fight back and would protest, you know, or would sue.
Mm-hmm.
But at that time, I don't think that was in your mind. You just walk out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure this happened in a lot of cases.
Mm-hmm.
Being Chinese over that, we're never known to be belligerent, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just not at that time, anyway.
When do you think this disappeared, this discrimination or feeling of being unwanted or whatever? When do you think that disappeared and things changed for the better?
After the war, I think it was probably a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Guys were going to UCLA, and a lot of professional fit
right there. Okay.
But you know, when you talk about unwanted and discrimination, it doesn't happen to, it's not the case that it happens all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Only certain cases.
Mm-hmm.
Right? At times. Like
mm-hmm.
sometimes I even hear of, this is quite recent, like, the Chinese boy have made straight A and have 100% on his test, where the professor will even thought he cheated on it. So gave it to him privately, and he came out 100% privately. In other words, no one in the office, or no one in the classroom to make sure that he didn't cheat.
Mm-hmm.
He still come out. So I don't know, I would call that, I don't know what you call that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wouldn't you say that is...
a little bit of, not being treated fairly.
Well,
yeah.
In other words, you just didn't believe it.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I am proud that I am a Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care to be anything else.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you think the Chinese have done better or worse than the general population of LA?
I think they have done better.
Better?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. And why? Why do you think they've done better?
I don't think they have to work and worry as much as our old generation, our parents' generation have gone through.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the Chinese in LA have done better than other minorities over the years, from what you've seen from the 30s up until now? Or just about the same as some minorities?
I think so. I would say about the same.
About the same as which minority groups? Then?
Japanese.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Right. Okay. Have you ever compared or heard anybody compare Chinese people with Jewish people in any way?
Yeah.
In what ways?
That they're smarter than the Jewish people.
That the Chinese are smarter than the Jewish?
My husband can tell you a joke. I don't want to say it because it never comes up.
Okay. Or as far as characteristics, do you ever hear Chinese being compared with Jewish? Personal characteristics,
yeah,
being aggressive?
Yeah, very
or
much. No, that they are. Oh, I heard that Chinese are very successful.
Mm-hmm.
That certain people probably don't like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then they say that, yeah, I hear people saying about a Jew, and then there's the, and then I also hear the remark of Chinese Jew.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Take it from there.
Okay. You were American.
Just hearsay, don't you?
Yeah. You were American born, and you married somebody who was China, born in China.
Uh-huh.
Were there many cases like that of American borns marrying a...
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But what would be the... would most American borns have married American borns, or would most have married from China?
I think that's 50.
50-50? Uh-huh. Okay. Was there any particular reason you didn't prefer to marry somebody from China, did you, or?
No.
Uh-huh.
No. I never thought I would.
Right.
But I did.
Okay. Were American-born Chinese just as eager to have sons rather than daughters as the older generation were?
I don't think so.
How about in your case? Did it matter, or was it important to have sons? Or?
Well, I think my family, I think, leaned more toward favoring sons, I guess. I think my husband probably, he said it doesn't matter to him. And it's true, he does love, you know, both.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Maybe with that noise, we have to speak up a little,
okay.
Little bit into it. What about interracial marriage? How was that viewed back in those days, back in the 30s and 40s when you were here in L.A.?
Almost unheard of.
Almost unheard of. Mm-hmm. Would it be considered a bad thing to do? Is that why it was unheard of?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you know of any cases of interracial marriage?
Yeah.
And how were those people treated by the Chinese community?
Not too well.
Not too well? Yeah. Why? Why was that? What, was it just because of not sticking with
Chinese
one's own race? Or?
I think Chinese, I wouldn't say, but there's a lot that are quite prejudiced themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree to that?
Sometimes,
yeah.
Okay. You mentioned earlier that you attended Chinese school. Did you send your children to Chinese school?
Yes, I did.
For how many years?
Not too long. They just go to, for about maybe a couple of years or so, 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Did you have to force them?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Encourage them,
mm-hmm.
entice them, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel it was important for them to go to Chinese school?
I felt it was. I thought that it was nice to know some Chinese.
Mm-hmm. Do you think many American-born sent their children to Chinese school like you did?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
It's just that sometimes the areas and their work, you know, keep them from doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Much harder now than it was. You know.
Mm-hmm. You felt it was important, though, to send your children to Chinese school.
I felt that it was that it's good to understand some Chinese, being that you are Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Has any of that Chinese school that they've stuck with your kids, or do they remember any of it, or?
A little bit. Very little.
Uh huh. What do you speak at home with your children?
English.
Uh-huh. Have you always spoken English with them, or did you start out trying to teach them Chinese?
No, mostly English.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't try it. No use, because they say, "What did you say?"
Did you wish? Do you often wish that you did speak Chinese with them, and that you did speak Chinese at home, or is that important at all?
It's not that important. I don't feel that it was that important.
Mm-hmm.
I just like them to understand some Chinese, and,
mm-hmm.
and that so that when they go out to a restaurant and they know how to order and how to converse, you know, with some Chinese that cannot speak English.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did your father and mother intend to return to China? You know, like a lot of the older generation wanted to make their fortune and then return. Did you?
I really don't think so. My mother went back for a visit, but I don't think so because of the children.
Mm-hmm.
They may like to go back for a visit, but I don't think they have the intention of returning to stay. No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you think what percentage actually went back to China? Did you ever hear your father talk about friends or relatives who went back?
I would think, from what I heard, it's a very low percentage.
Mm-hmm.
There's a certain percentage, but I think it's quite low.
Less than half?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay. What did you or the other people that you know think of the way the Chinese were portrayed in American movies in the earlier days?
I don't think they did a fair job on that, no.
Why?
Well, I personally, maybe I don't think they should depict Chinese with pigtails and servants and
Did you or other Chinese that you know of get sort of upset when you saw that happen? And did anybody ever protest these things? Or?
Not really a protest to the extent that it did any good. You know, they don't like it, they just say it. But they don't really, I don't think anybody really did anything about it. They did maybe recently, but they didn't at our time, no. They just don't say anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What types of jobs did your parents consider would have been ideal for their children? In other words, what were their expectations and hopes for the for you people?
I would think that they like to they like to see all their children get an education. If you can afford it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But being from large family, that's just lucky if the boys get their education or the younger ones.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that they had that kind of hopes, yeah.
Did your parents, do you think they were favored the boys more than the girls as far as education? I mean, they send them to...
I think that's a general feeling, that the boys have to go out and make a living. That girls are, you know, they can always... they're being taken care of
mm-hmm.
one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's... I feel that a lot of people feel that way, I think, you know.
Did your father send your brothers to college?
Mm-hmm.
All of them?
My oldest one, I only had two brothers.
Uh-huh. Right. How many of the
my
girls?
My younger sister went to college.
Younger sister. Uh-huh. Okay. What types of jobs would Chinese consider to be ideal for themselves?
You mean, what I think or what my father's think?
Both. I'm interested in both.
I would think that they always think, they always look for professional.
Mm-hmm. You mean in your father's time?
My father's time? I think that to really get a college education is really it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And in your generation, what would be ideal would be a professional?
To be able to, yeah, to get an education and so you have something to fall on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think Sue Ellen mentioned to me that there was a time when your mother used to work at home shelling walnuts and sorting strawberries.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. When was that?
That was in the, that was when the seasonal, they had, they don't have it all year round. In fact, they did that, she did that, let's see, I would say in the 1930s, mid-30s.
Were there many Chinese who did that kind of thing?
I think, oh yes.
And they did it at home?
The walnut they did at home. The strawberries they did it at someone else's, you know, backyard. They had a couple of places down 9th Street that they had backyard where they set up these tables and people just, all these ladies and their children will stay there to pick strawberries. Take the leaves off the strawberries.
Would you and your other brothers and sisters help your mother
yes,
with this?
Yes, uh-huh. We come home from school and if they still have it going on, you just go by and check it out. And if you can help, you help. If you can't, it's all depending if they have it around. Usually it's all depend on their season. You know, how these things are, you know, they have it not every month or every day.
How much would she get for doing this kind of work?
I remember a penny a box.
For walnuts?
No.
No, strawberries. Picking strawberries.
Yeah. Walnuts. I get so much a sack. They give you a sack and you grade them. The whole one, number two, number three, number four. You grade them and then you separate them in separate boxes.
And there were, you think there were other Chinese women doing this kind of work
yeah.
at home?
Oh, uh-huh. In fact, I'm sure there were. That's one of their way of making extra money for the family,
mm-hmm.
for the women,
mm-hmm.
right? Women and their children.
Okay.